Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Did God make a mistake in creating you for this time? This point in history. I know that quite often men talk about, or women, or people in general, I wish I had lived then, or I wish it was as those days. How is it that we must always feel we'd be better suited for another time? Did God make a mistake? Were we born out of time? You see? Perhaps it's because we're not where we're supposed to be. And perhaps it's because that we're not doing what it is that we're supposed to do. If you're where you're supposed to be in God's time, if you're doing what God has called you to do, you're perfect. Everything's perfect, you see. Is God not sovereign in creation? Is He not sovereign in time as man knows it? I understand that this is a time as no other concerning man's inventions. But are not we the same? Have you ever thought about, are you different from Noah? What made him a different man? He's a man. All right, David, John, Paul, you see. When you look at verse 29 of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright. But they've sought out in many inventions. That's the only difference, you see. I'm a man still, as God made me. Excuse me. When God says few, He means few. Look at verse 28, Ecclesiastes 7. Which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found. But a woman among all those have I not found. The preacher could find not one woman in a thousand. Had a conversation with some women yesterday. This makes perfect sense to me. I'm telling you. And only one in a thousand men. Only in his time? Only then? Could the preacher only then? I think not. For all time. Are we not in sin and seeking out another time? We all have thoughts and dreams and imaginations of, oh, I wish I had lived. I wish I... That's a sin. The New Testament bears out. He says, what does it say in the book of Hebrews? He said, we're to be concerned about one day. Today. Just today. Not looking back, not looking forward. God says, today. Now, are we to forget the past or eschew the future? Of course not. In no way. But with such, we build on today. Yeah. I don't go back to be, and I don't go forward to be. Paul said he'd learn what? Be content wherever he was, in whatever state he was in. Wherever God had him, that's where he was content. And that really is the Christian life. That's a new life in Christ Jesus. And anything else is not faith. And anything not of faith is, y'all don't know, sin. all these mentioned before us, they all lived in sundry times. I'm sure they all thought their time was as different as everybody else's. Imagine the natural man and how he must cope. And we're told of such throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, throughout the entire Bible, actually, throughout history in general. How that you and I are to walk. I heard a song on the way to the first service this morning, Seek Ye the Old Path. And someone might say, well, I'm waiting to seek the old path. Well, the old path's right here. It hadn't gone anywhere. Nowadays, yesterdays, future days, it's all the same battle. It's never been flesh and blood. It's always but a spiritual battle. No matter the man's must stand, no matter man's inventions. Well, now we have this, and now, well, so what? You think God doesn't know that? You think God didn't know that? It's always a spiritual battle. Even in our own selves. Even within the man himself. Was God's armor only good for then? For 2,000 years ago? I started a word yesterday. It was interesting to me. I don't believe I've ever gone to 1 Samuel 15. I haven't received a word when God told Saul... told Samuel, tell Saul to kill all the Amalekites. Kill every man, woman, infant, and suckling. And I thought about that thing and I started a word. Don't know if I'll ever receive more, but I wrote a page or two on that. And he said, kill all these Amalekites. Did you know? And he gave a reason for it. Do you remember the reason? You do? No, no, no. No, there was a reason that God wanted them dead. It was because when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, that they withstood them. All right? So God shows up. He sends a warrior here today and says, kill all those people on Hollis Lane. Because 400 years ago, their uncle didn't do right. There was 400 years between that time period. God says, go kill that preacher down there on Hollis Lane, because 400 years ago, there was a Greek that was kin to him and he withstood me. In 1619, there was a Greek that made me mad, so go kill that preacher. Who can understand that? God can. And I bring it up here because it's in the essence of the message of time. I've told you that with God there is no time. We think God forgets. God doesn't forget. Now it gets washed away in the blood of Christ. But there is no time. You see? God's armor is good today. You know when then is? Then is always now. We must put a timetable, an era on God. We do it when we read His Word. We read it like history. We should read it like today. Dispensations, perhaps. But the same God, the same Spirit, the same faith. Same armor, same battle. It's actually the same time, though we fail to see such, because it's the same man. 400 years later, they're still Amalekites. Lepers don't change their spots, you see. Would not the faith of Robert E. Lee be as such today? Wouldn't he have the same faith? Would he be different? or Moses. The so-called good old days are just natural manifestations of our natural minds. Where's Galatians 2:20 in you? It was written 2,000 years ago. Crucified with Christ. When? Then? No. Today. And yet I live. When? Then? No. Today. And the life that I now lead. When? Then? No. Now. I live by what? The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. When? Then? No. Today. Romans 8:9, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So be the Spirit of God live in you. When then? No. Today. Are you telling me that Christ and the inward man know time and times? I need know but one time, and that's today. Do you see the words of the very song that we just sang this morning? Living by faith. Are we all liars? Care not today what tomorrow may bring. What does it say? Winter or sunshine or rain or something, weather? Okay. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love, from all harm safe in his sheltering arms. I'm living by faith. And are we truly living by faith? Only in former days? Only tomorrow? That blessed hymn, that truth, living by faith, it was taken from Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. Not only yesterday, not just for tomorrow, but today and every day. Living by faith. Mo's always concerned about me leaving because I'm a little older than she is. And it's a human frailty that we all experience. But in truth, it's life and this world. And actually, it's the very reason of our faith. It's why we have faith. Imagine not having faith and seeing all the things that happen around us, you see. If God were to take any of us, how's that to do with anything except increase our faith? I mean, we shake our heads, but I'm being practical here, folks. Should not death all the more increase our faith than life? Did Christ conquer death or didn't he? When Paul says to die is gain, is such but our singing of living by faith? We just sing it? Or do we mean it? Bible says David was a man after God's own heart, and David lost a son because of a great sin that he had committed. Y'all remember that? 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. You remember the story and the child was sick and David fasted, was on his face. And then they came and told him that the child had died, the baby had died. And they questioned him. He cleaned himself up and he went and got him something to eat. And they thought, how can this be? And David told him, he said, but now, verse 23, but now he's dead. Wherefore should I fast? He's gone. Can I bring him back again? That's what you ever see people? Can I bring him back again? No. I shall go to him, but he should not return to me. or all that befell Job, 7 sons and 3 daughters, all of his servants, all of his livestock, and even his own body, his own health, the shambles. What does God tell him? Poor Job? No. That's what's wrong with our society today. It's what's wrong with the young people. He said, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee. I preached this morning in the first service in this same chapter, Ecclesiastes, excuse me, verse 1. A good name's better than precious ointment, but look. And the day of death than the day of one's birth. Oh, how religious we can be. We don't believe God. The day of our death, better than your grandfather. You told me your grandfather was probably on his last days. God says, the preacher says, that's a better day than the day he was born. Yeah. A baby is born and oh, how we rejoice. We all do. Oh, we've got a baby, and you've seen it. For many, it's the brightest day of their lives. Yet where is the joy of faith David showed when that baby died? Do you start to see how God, after 400 years, he takes the Amalekites? 400 years, something. I didn't even know that guy. I didn't have anything to do with that. And he says, the day of your death is better than the day of your birth. That's because the world's not, we sang it this morning, not our home, we're just passing through. But we look at it as our home. Are we not pilgrims and travelers and sojourners? You see? Do you believe the scriptures? This scripture? We live as if this is the only life. As if this is the only life we'll ever have. And then we long for such things as the good old days. Or we long for things to come. And I don't find that to be faith. That's not faith. If one be in Christ, if one be a true, blood-washed, born-again Christian, I find we're compassed about. You ever read it? With what? Yeah, not others just like us. No different. A great cloud of witnesses. So I drive a Ford and he rode an ass. He ate just like I did. He heard just like I did. Yeah, I have different means to communicate. I can communicate a little faster. But he's just a man. Gird up now thy loins like a man. These are the good old days. And if they're not, perhaps you're not living by faith. You see. Folks, I'm telling you something for today. A life in Christ Jesus. And then tomorrow, you know what it'll be again? I preach this, it'll be today. And then day after tomorrow, you know what it'll be to the child of God? Today.